with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. H.G. Wells was a literary giant in the Britain of the early 1900s, famed for The Time Machine and The War of the Worlds. But he was also controversial, an advocate of what was then called free love. Wells saw sex as recreational in the same way as golf or cards. Wells' son is writer Anthony West, who comes to his father's defense in a biography, H.G. Wells, Aspects of a Life.
England was swarming with prostitutes. Every Western country was. And no middle-class businessman thought anything about going and knocking it off with a prostitute.
But West says his father wanted an honest, candid way of approaching sex, which is why H.G. Wells, despite his marriage, had so many affairs. Wells took up with a promising young writer named Rebecca West, and in 1914 she bore Anthony West out of wedlock. It wasn't until Anthony was 5 or 6 that he realized that his frequent visitor was his father.
He was a magic man who came. He generally brought some fascinating toy or other. He showed me how to play with it, and he was a marvelous inventor of children's games.
Wells refused to leave his wife for Rebecca West, and their relationship began to deteriorate.
She had a lot of legitimate grievances against him, but those weren't enough. And she began to invent more and more deadly stuff about him that was more and more discreditable to him as a person.
Such as accusing Wells of keeping her short on money and of trying to prevent her from writing.
She accused him at one point of having denied her other children besides myself, and she really had no use for children.
As he grew older, Anthony West became bitter over his mother's attacks on H.G. Wells.
My mother and I sometimes quarreled about it. And in the end, I was more or less forced to take sides. I found it impossible not to take sides.
Despite Anthony West's spirited support of his father, H.G. Wells, on his deathbed in 1946, told his son, "I just don't understand you." Anthony West is the author of a biography of his father, H.G. Wells, Aspects of a Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. H.G. Wells will long be remembered for his science fiction, such pioneering work as The War of the Worlds. Anthony West, who was H.G. Wells' son, says his father's literary output was enormous.
He had no inhibition about covering paper, and the Victorians had that gift of writing to 1,800, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 words a day.
Anthony West's biography of his father is called H.G. Wells, Aspects of a Life. West, who was born in 1914, was the product of an affair between Wells and Rebecca West. At the time of that affair, Wells was one of Britain's most influential writers.
He had a tremendous honeymoon when he first came out with those scientific romances, The Time Machine, The First Man on the Moon, and all those things.
Writing about such issues as free love made Wells highly controversial.
And then he moved over to his social novels about human conduct and about his own behavior. They were almost confessional novels.
No topic escaped his pen. Atomic energy, biology, politics.
Suddenly he took a dive because people realized that he was writing about causes. He was advocating particular ways of living. He was advocating practical social reform.
By World War I, some British critics began to describe Wells as a bore. That was not the case overseas.
He became really worldwide name in the 1920s. And many Americans, I think of him almost as a writer of the 20s because they met his work first in reprints in the 20s and they seemed fresh and wonderful to them.
Wells' book, The Outline of History, was a classic in its day, selling 20 million copies. Some say it was Wells' masterpiece. Anthony West looks at his father's brilliant literary career as well as his stormy relationship with Rebecca West in H.G. Wells' Aspects of a Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.